Yeah, it's just great Saturday morning. I think most of the rain will be out of here before the end of the show. Out of here, out of wherever you are in the area. Not a lot. There was a lot of wind last night in Atlantic City, and I'm sure there's a lot of wind everywhere, and there's probably going to be some wind today. But we are at the Borgata. We are in the sports book, BetMGM. And as always have a good time here. And people are having a good time on the air this week. They're just, you know, they blame everybody but the players. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, they started to look at the play of Jalen Hurts during the week. And, yeah, you got to look at the play. I still think he's a good quarterback. And obviously there's questions. Was last year just that kind of year, or is he that kind of quarterback? And he's obviously taken a step back. He didn't want to take a step back, but he's not played at the same level. So I understand that. But it's, again, it always goes to the coaches. And it always goes to the head coach. It's just the drama all week. Hey, they lost 5 out of 6. The Eagles are not playing well. Their defense is really, really not playing well. Their offense at times is okay, but not playing the way they should or they need to play. And there's some things there. But it's always the head coach. Yeah, they're not calling the right plays. They're not coaching them up right. What do you mean they're not coaching? Don't you think these guys are just stone-cold idiots? I'm telling you, I just don't understand. They know that the Giants were going to blitz a lot last week. You don't think they coached that this week? The offensive line coach, if not the best, one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL, you don't think he coached them up this week? They didn't do a good job with it. And they obviously made mistakes. It's not because they're not coached. It's not because Jalen Hurts doesn't know that it's coming. It's not because he wasn't coached. Okay, when they do this, you know, you got to get rid of the ball quickly. You got to get it out. You got to get it out. Which I don't remember once he got it out quick. I don't remember once. Now, when Mariota came in, and it's different. When you're down 24-0, the other team maybe eases up a little bit and there's less pressure. But he got the ball out quick. And those are the things. I mean, you don't think they're all coached the same things? And here's what, you know, I still make a point that you've got to address the players. You can't just address the head coach. He's not an idiot. And people make him sound like he's an idiot. Hey, is he emotional? Yeah. At times, is he too emotional? Yeah. Okay. I like that emotion. I like that energy. You know, he's like you. He's a fan in terms of his excitement. That's why when people get on him, you wonder, why do they get on him? He's just like you. I mean, he wants to be excited when things happen. And he's angry when things don't happen right. Just like you as the fan. But the over-the-top, and these bobos, these nitwits, these idiots and dopes. Oh, Nick Saban's playing for his job on Monday night. Now, I think just to appease the fan base, there's likely to be a change or changes with the coordinators. I get that. That's because of the fan base. Because people are going crazy. You know, and it's just they would be outraged. But what they need to do is get some players. You know, look at how many players, you know, and when you look at the players, the ones they have are playing hard, they're doing the best they can, and sometimes that's not good enough. In the last six games, in most of the last six games, a lot of times that's not good enough. But look at it, they lost two linebackers in the offseason. They lost the Pro Bowl guy in T.J. Edwards, who they can't afford everybody, but I think he wanted to go back to Chicago anyway. It's where he's from. Kazir White played well last year. They've lost him. They've lost two safeties, Epps and Gardner Johnson. Gardner Johnson is crazy. So there was some, and he wanted too much money, and just he was stubborn, and he didn't get that money with who's he with now?
Lions.
Who?
Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Yeah, he didn't get that money there, but whatever the case may be. Okay, so they lost two safeties. Avante Maddox has been injured most of the year, and it's too bad. He's a really good player, but he gets hurt all the time. He really is a nice player, so they lost him. I think Blankenship has played good, not great, but I like Blankenship, and he'll be part of the future. The corners. Are the corners as good as they were last year? And last year they had some challenges. You know, we know they're not. You know, Slay's coming back, and that'll help. But, I mean, he's not the player he was, but coming back and having a lot of rest, and I think he'll play well on Monday night. But they've lost, and then the offensive line. We really kind of just brush off the fact that they lost Sam Ala, who did a good job for him last year at guard. Cam Jurgens has played well, but I don't know that he's played as well as Sam Ala did last year. The offensive line is older. They're not playing. They're good, but they're not as good as they were last year. But that's the head coach's fault, according to the fans, and according to some of these rocket scientists that host shows on WIP. And then the nonsense, and this is so asinine and stupid. Well, you got to get Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, I don't think he's that desired by people in the NFL. It's over. It's over for Belichick. It really is over. You know, and I started to break it down. I'll just say an executive here at the Borgata, who's a Patriots from, originally, I guess he's from the Boston area. And he's a Patriots fan. And I talked about, you know, that Super Bowls are over for Belichick. And he said, oh, they got six of them. Well, let's break this down. We know he cheated for one of them. At least one of them. Okay. Kyle Shanahan gave him another one. When they're on the, and I'll never forget, and I was there, and I'll never forget this, 21-yard line, you got a first down, you run the ball three times, you kick the field goal, you go up by 11, and there's less than 8 minutes left in the game. Up by 11. That's two scores. And that would have been a loss for the Patriots. All right, and then you had the brilliance of Pete Carroll not overriding his offensive coordinator when he let Russell Wilson throw the ball for an interception on the 1.5-yard line. And you had a timeout, and he kind of missed, he kind of caught him. Well, he didn't catch himself. He kind of said, well, you know, timeouts. Well, you had a timeout. So you run Marshawn Lynch, and you see what you get. And if you don't get it, you call the timeout, and then you pass the ball. So that was another game. So that's three Super Bowls I can count that were given to Belichick. And then the other thing is, so take away three of the six, all right? Then he's got Tom Brady. And you want Belichick. And Tom Brady doesn't exist for him anymore. And that party is over. And I don't think Belichick relates to the players in today's game. See, I like Pete Carroll more than I like Belichick. And the reason I like Pete Carroll, he's got energy. I think he can relate to younger players. Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't coach. But you still have to relate to people. And in today's world, you have to relate to the younger players. I think Belichick will be a disaster for any team that hires him. And it looks like Atlanta might be his... Not that he can't dictate where he goes. It's going to happen where they want him. And Atlanta, you know, got nothing. So they would create a little bit of a splash. You got Bill Belichick. Oh, great. And just, you got Bill. Well, what's that going to do? He's had a losing record without Tom Brady. There's a reason for that. I think he's a very good coach. I'm not going to take that away from him. But I think he's so overrated. So what has he done for years? He's buried personnel-wise, and that he can't do anymore because he has no clue, you know, how to choose personnel. Drafted three tight ends 1 year, and none of them lasted more than a year. One of them came to the Eagles practice squad, didn't last 2 weeks. I mean, it's a joke. And then Mac Jones made a mistake there, and it didn't evaluate him right. So don't give me Bill Belichick, please. Please spare me on. Oh, you gotta get Belichick. Oh, you gotta get Belichick. Oh, really? Okay, knock yourself out. That would be a complete disaster. And let me just kind of emphasize something else. Jeff, there was a comment made, and I'll just say by a reporter. I think it was on a podcast. I don't know if he wrote it. That Jeffrey Lurie's taking more of an interest in the team. I will say this. Jeffrey Lurie has always taken a tremendous interest in the team. Always. When they won, when they got to the Super Bowl last year, and now when they're losing. He always has a tremendous interest in the team. He's got, unlike the Sixers owner, he's got a passion to win. And he wants to do everything he can for the team to win. And that's all the time. You know, somebody put out on social media, it's not social and it's not media, it's certainly not media, that Jeffrey Lurie was at practice the other day. Jeffrey Lurie is at so many practices. They made it sound like, oh yeah, oh, look who shows up at practice. He goes to a lot of practices. I've seen him, and I've been there, obviously. I've seen him at a lot of practices. When he's in town, he's almost always at practice. And he's been in town a lot. Yeah, he's at a lot of practices. It's not uncommon to see Jeffrey, but everybody makes an issue out of that. I mean, the drama that is contrived and made up, they're not playing well. We know the Eagles are not playing well. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out they're playing poorly. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that their defense is not even playing close to good enough. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know their offense isn't as good as it was last year. And that goes, you know, it's why you give the quarterback all that money, because it's the quarterback that's got to play well. So, I mean, it's just, come on, I don't even know how else to state it. But I'm just trying to give you, I'm just trying to lay out the facts and nothing but the facts, all right? Oh, I'm sorry. Philadelphia can't lay out the facts. I apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. Facts. What do we want facts for? What do we want reality for? No, I'm sorry. I apologize. My fault. That's my fault. All right. Our question today, and by the way, this weekend, and I guess we'll find out today, whether Buffalo is going to move their game. They're supposed to have a blizzard in Buffalo. Obviously, you can't play as much. The NFL will not cancel the game. Not. There's no way. They'll move it somewhere. I guess Cleveland would be an option because Cleveland's playing on the road. So, but they'll play that game. But there's a lot of weather situations. It's going to be cold in Cleveland, too. Kansas City, my gosh. See, if it was just a little bit of rain, they'd play in Buffalo. Oh, it was rain, I mean snow. They'd play in Buffalo. It's fun to watch snow games. Kansas City, can you imagine -9 degrees? I've texted back and forth with Kevin Harlan, who people know does play-by-play. His daughter is the sideline reporter in that game. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't. I can't even imagine that I could be, well, what I would do, let's put it that way, as a sideline reporter when it's -9 and the wind chill will probably be like -15 or -20. That is out of control. But anyway, our question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's great place, great place to watch all the playoff games. Of course, the Eagles game on Monday night, great place. Great food, the atmosphere is terrific, lots of TVs. Locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. Now, here's the question. It's kind of an interesting question, and I remember some of the games. The best games in bad weather that you can remember. The best games, and I know there's one in Philadelphia, and a lot of people are going to say that. I don't know if that was the best game that I can remember in bad weather. To see the players struggle, whether it's snow, whether it's cold. There are a few this weekend. Simple question. You know, it's, again, what you think are the best games. And you might bring some games up that I haven't even thought about. So we'll do that today to win a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. All right, let me take a call before I take care of some things here. Matthew, you're on WIP.
What's up, Howard?
You tell me.
Well, I called you last week and I said I wasn't in a good spot. And I'm even in the worst spot now, man.
Oh, no, I hate when that happens.
Oh, my. Here it is. I've never been more conflicted about a playoff game ever in my life.
Yep.
Because on one hand, like, when you come into this season with Super Bowl hopes, and my hope was to win the Super Bowl. Everybody else just probably wanted to get there. I needed to win it. But when you begin...
You mean this year? This year.
This year, yes.
Yeah, it's so hard. Only one team in 28 years has gone back after losing. There's something.
Yeah, I know how, but we thought we were set up so well with our roster and everything. But when you started off with those hopes, and then you know, as an Eagles fan, but as a football fan, you know what you're saying is not Super Bowl worthy. So it's like, do I want to win this game or... Not that I want to lose, but if we lose, is it okay? Because maybe that brings about the change we need, and not necessarily the head coach.
Okay, all right. Okay, what is the change we need? You don't think they know what changes they need, whether they win or lose this game?
You need. Well, we know off the bat, you need two new coordinators regardless. And they have to be studied.
You know, and I don't blame them because of the players. They don't have good enough players. And some players just aren't playing good enough. But regardless of all that, they know right now what they need to do, regardless of what happens on Monday night. And I actually think they're going to win the game. But we'll see. Mark Lawrence will be on later. And it's a tough game because they're on the road, but it's the best team they could have played. But they know what they need to do. They know now what they need to do. Yeah, they don't have to lose the game to realize that.
Right. They know what they need to do, but
yep.
what they need to do is get better players, like you said. And that's just not a one season, off season fit. You know what I mean? And here's
no,
the thing,
I think
Howard,
I think you're right. I think it's gonna take a couple of years. I mean I think they obviously can be better next year. Are they gonna win more than 11 games? Well, I would hope so, because if the quarterback gets back close to where he was last year, yes, they will win more than 11 games. But see, that's got to happen, too.
See, that's the thing, Howard, and this is the thing. Like, these Super Bowl windows don't stay open, like, forever. You know what I mean?
And so I know.
This is my thing. Like, before the year, we went in saying we were set up good. Even if we didn't get to the Super Bowl this year, we'd be in it the year after and probably the year after that. I'm not going to go far past
that.
Nah,
you can't. You know, that's so hard.
But listen, now, Howard, we were saying before the season, we're the most talented team in the conference, the NFC, or it may be us or San Fran. Now, we're not even.
No, they're not the most talented team in the conference. They are not.
I'm saying, listen, we're not even the most talented team in our division. I mean, look at the All-Pro team yesterday. Dallas had, they got 9 All-Pros, first and second team.
Well, yeah, I don't care about that. That's a vote. That's a vote by players trying.
No,
it's
not a player's.
Hey, listen, the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of talent, and I would agree with that. And the Eagles have talent, and they're not playing to the level. Whatever the case, they're not. They don't have the best talent in the NFC, and they've got to make some changes. All right, do you have a guess or an opinion on the best game in bad weather that you've seen?
Yeah, and this is probably, you already references. It's the Detroit playoff game and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's, you know what, and that is
that
a good one, but that's too easy, I know.
It was a fun game to watch, though, man.
Yeah, you know why it was fun? because the weather people, the geniuses that they are, never predicted that snow. So, all right, Matthew. You have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Take care. 215-592-9494. But you don't need the number because you already know the number and you've already called the number. All right. There's some rocket scientists coming up on the phone, I can see. We'll deal with that. We'll get your responses. You know, the fix is the Eagles. And it's so easy to say, oh, the coaches, the coordinators. Oh, yeah. What fixes do you think the Eagles need? And I think they're going to win on Monday night. But that just doesn't mean they already know the things that they need to do in the offseason. So we'll take a look at that. All right, you got the numbers. We're at the Borgata. BetMGM, the sports book here. Always a good time at the Borgata. The time now is 8:21. You know what's great? You can start your day off and really get off to a good start because you want to start it off with a smile, with feeling good. Well, Tasty Cake Snacks, anytime, anywhere, can help you with that. They've got so many great, and, you know, I'll say items, cakes, pies, pecan swirls, dipping sticks. They're actually, I mean, not actually. Why would I be surprised? They're very good. And I'm not a coffee, a dipper of cake and coffee, but there's a lot of people that are. The dipping sticks are great with coffee. Quick, delicious way to kickstart your morning and your day. The mini donuts for your mini me's to take to school. A tasty treat is the perfect lunchtime. It's a snack, it's a pick-me-up, whatever you want. Wherever you are headed in Philly, guaranteed you'll want some candy cakes or crimpets on the road. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard the locked-out jailbird sing.
That's right. Little Elvis. Celebrate Elvis. It was his birthday this week. I don't know how old he would have been, but he did. His birthday was this week. He didn't celebrate it. He wasn't there to celebrate it, but his birthday was this week, so we have a little Elvis. All right. We got a game on Monday night, and we got idiots on the air, and dopes, and morons. And somebody that fits that bill exactly, Cowboy Jim. What's
up? Yes, Howard. Ice Bowl, I win. You bring me the gift tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I win
the gift card. Ice Bowl, that's the only game. That's the number one Packers.
Yeah, that was
Cowboys.
That was back 50 years, right?
All right, you could do the Hail Mary, too, with the Cowboys and the Vikings. 75. You could do that one too.
Yeah, because Minnesota, Green Bay would be places, but you know you're not going to win anything.
Yeah, well, you can
Cowboy
bring
the fan,
gift
you can't win anything as a Cowboy fan.
So I have two questions.
Sure.
So, you think everyone's drinking Jack Daniels because you're selling it, or because of the way the Eagles are playing?
You know, they're drinking Jack Daniels because they enjoy it.
What's been harder? What's been harder? The way they've fallen apart.
Very, very fine, liquor, Jack Daniels.
Yes,
very fine company.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Well, what's been harder, the loss of the Super Bowl last year or the breakdown this year?
Well, the loss in the Super Bowl. You don't get many opportunities to win. You don't get many opportunities to win a Super Bowl. In the case of the Cowboys, they don't get any opportunities anymore because they don't even win playoff games. But that's another story.
That's another story. Well, listen, I want the Eagles to win. I really do. I want them to win because they have not reached the depths of their failure, okay? So I want them to win. So next week they played the 49ers or the Cowboys.
They could actually play Detroit.
Well, does it really matter?
Well, wait a minute. They could play Detroit if Green Bay beats the Cowboys.
That's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. Don't start. And don't hang up on Lamont. Lamont, you hung up on Lamont last week. That was rude.
Lamont adds zero to the program, so I'll give him a little chance today.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, I can't wait, boy. Another loser. It just he didn't even touch on the fact that the Cowboys don't win playoff. Forget about losing a Super Bowl. You got to be in it to lose it. Brian, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, Howard? Haven't talked to you in quite a while.
You tell me what's up.
Well, I want to respectfully disagree with everything you started the show saying. I do blame the some of the blame does go on the players, but 70% the Eagles are the way they are right now. It's all coaching. And I understand that you have a job. You got to be on the sideline. You're in the building with them. So you're going to be careful.
Wait a minute. I'm not in the building. Oh, time out. All the media are in the building going to the news and the locker room.
I'm giving you some respect there, right?
That's fine, but
you're not just any reporter. You're not just Howard Eskin, right?
Well, yeah,
you have a history with the
thing.
And you're respected in the building, right? So at the same time, you got to be
the most part. Yeah.
What you say. A lot of the blame to me goes to the top, and the top in this situation is Nick Sirianni. He got to go, man. What is he there for? He's just a figurehead. He doesn't call the offense.
He doesn't
call the defense. He made the decision to demote the defensive coordinator. He wasn't doing that bad of a job, and now the defense.
Well, they felt they needed it. They felt they needed a change and to shake it up a little bit. Did it make any difference?
Defense.
No, it didn't make any difference.
The head coach.
Well, yeah,
and
but
it got worse.
There's a lot of head coaches that don't that are. Sean McDermott. I'll give you Sean McDermott. And Buffalo's playing well right now. Sean McDermott is a defensive guy. So he doesn't run the offense. Somebody else runs the offense. All right? Somebody else runs the – you know, Belichick, he didn't run the offense. Good thing he didn't. He just chooses the bad players.
Yeah, but you can't compare Belichick.
I'm not
Sean
comparing.
Dermott.
I'm just
and
telling you
–
I'm making a point. Your point is irrelevant. There's a lot of head coaches that are managers. Would you agree that Jimmy Johnson was one of the best head coaches in the NFL? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay, what's that?
But he also had a ton of talent.
I'm not there yet. And he chose the talent, too, by the way. But he was a game manager. He appointed people or assigned people or named people to run different parts of the team. He managed the game in what different things. He made decisions. All right, do we go for it on fourth down? And then if he wanted to change the play call, he could do that, as Nick Sirianni can do as well. So all those things. Some of the greatest coaches – do you think, and I'm not a Kyle Shanahan fan, you think Kyle Shanahan runs the defense?
No, but I think...
Okay, well, Nick Sirianni does it, you know.
So I don't think Nick has the... He's just not bright enough.
Where
to
are the players
Listen,
accountable?
He got to the Super Bowl last year. He got to the Super Bowl
Oh, yeah,
last
and,
year
and he became a dope two, overnight. Yeah, he
Listen,
became a dope.
Listen, he had two decent... coordinator. Right now, he got two sorry coordinators.
Well, everybody loses coaches when you get to the Super Bowl. Hey, listen, Shane Steichen was a good offensive coordinator. That's and I don't know that Brian Johnson isn't, but the team's not the same. It's not the same type of players. Let me get back to the question I'm going to ask you. When are the players accountable? Let's go down one by one. Is Jalen Hurts playing?
I'm not letting the players off the hook.
Well, yeah, but you went directly for the head coach. Is Jalen Hurts playing? I'm going to ask you this question. How many players on this team are as good or better than they were last year? By the way, you only need one hand with five fingers if you're going to do that.
I'll say that there's two players that are better this year than they were last year, and they're both our starting wide receivers.
Okay, that's fine. That's two.
Yeah, two.
Okay, two. I mean, you still have three fingers left. Give me three other players, good or better than last year.
That's it.
No, Hassan Reddick. I think Hassan Reddick's as good as last year.
Would you agree that that all has to do with coaching? You know what?
We can go round and round on this, but again, fans are fans of the players and not of the coaches. And I get it. It's so easy. You're taking the easy way out there, genius. All right, give me the worst weather game.
Bad weather. Everybody's going to pick obvious games, so I'm going to go off the track. And I'm going to go with...
Yeah. Who?
The pickle juice game. That's a weather game. It was extremely hot.
Yeah, actually, you're taking a different approach. You did take a different approach. Well, why don't you do that with the team? All right, have a great weekend. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
Howard, you nailed it on many, many, many reasons. It's a combination, obviously, of mismanaging the team. I run a few businesses, and you have to learn how to manage. And when things aren't going your way, you have to really manage. And the players have to be held accountable. It's obvious that this coach has lost the players because they don't even want to play for this coach. You can just see it in the body language. You can see what's happened the last 6 weeks. But my question to you is, the players have to be held accountable.
Yeah. Yes.
And the head coach doesn't know how to manage the game for some reason all of a sudden. It's the same problem Penn State has.
How do you know he's not managing the game when the players don't make plays? Jalen Hurts doesn't react to the blitz the same. I'll just use the last game as the example. The defense gives up points, and you're always. It seems like you're always trailing in a game, which changes the way.
No doubt. And to answer your question, you can count on one hand. It's the two wide receivers and the special teams, and that's about all that has played.
Yeah, I'm going to give you Hassan Reddick. Because I think he's still a very good player and playing at the same level. He doesn't have the same numbers.
Fortunately, dropping him in the coverage mismanages him too. But that's
no, and I'm going to explain that to you because you guys know it all. All the fans know it. The reason they're dropping him back, do you see how quickly the quarterback gets the ball out? Two seconds or less. All right. Now, you can't get to the quarterback if he's going to get it out. Why does he get it out there so quickly? Because the Eagles can't play tight. They don't have the linebackers they had last year. They don't have the corners they have last year. And you get the ball out quickly because they're open. So what? And there's certain defenses they can't play with the personnel. Can't play cover one. Certain defenses you can't play. So you hope by dropping Hassan Reddick back, kind of as to be a linebacker of sorts, to drop him back, that it would create more problems for the quarterback and take more time to get the ball out. So you're still going to send four, and you hope you get to the quarterback. That's why they're doing it. He can't get to the quarterback in two or less seconds. So you're wasting him if you can't cover. That's why they're dropping him back. Nobody seems to want to recognize the reasons. Oh, they're dropping him back. I mean, how stupid are they?
It makes sense. You know, we are both baby boomers. I would have gone to the Northeast, only I transferred to Plymouth beginning. And we all have opinions, and you're spot on with Maury. You're spot on, and you have your own opinions about Belichick and LeBron, and I respect that. But my
LaFraud.
One question I have for LaFraud. You is, you've starved for rings as much as I have, and the only question I have for you is, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who you typically like to make fun, the Steelers and all that, you know, they have six rings, which is one less than all of our four sports combined in 80 years. And
yeah,
I just don't understand why we knock that franchise. I'm a Philly fan, but I don't understand why you knock the Steelers when they've had...
And how many rings did they have from 50... Hold the timeout. I can't have you go on. Okay, how many rings do they have from 50 years ago?
Oh no, I get that. They have two.
Okay,
you can't live in the past. Spin it any way you want. Let me give you my bad weather.
I'm not spinning it. They had Terry Bradshaw. They had quarterbacks that could win. They had terrific quarterbacks. Come on, man, Roethlisberger.
They also won two rings also in the last you know 15 years also.
Well, didn't they? And the last ring they won was with Roethlisberger, right?
Okay. Yeah.
no, I get it.
Okay, like, do the Eagles have a Roethlisberger on their team?
No, of course they don't.
Okay, all right. Give me an answer to the question.
We agree on a lot of things. My bad weather game is the Oakland Raiders against the Patriots in that snow game where that plow came out.
Yeah, and the
uncharacteristic game. Vinatieri kicked that field goal, and the
Patriots got a break in that. Did they win a Super Bowl that year?
No, they did not.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was St. Louis's year with the Rams.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 215-592.
Wait, you're talking about the Tuck rule game?
Yeah.
They absolutely won the Super Bowl that year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that was
okay.
Brady's first ring.
That's another one they shouldn't have won. All right, so now from the six Super Bowls, one of them we know he was cheating. Two of them, the other coaches blew the game. He didn't win the game. Another one, the Tuck rule, if they won a Super Bowl that year, that's four out of the six that they shouldn't have won. I mean, so Belichick's this brilliant coach? I mean, give me a break. Wow. We're up to four. And we only know of one year that Belichick cheated. We only know of one year. How do we know he didn't cheat other years?
Should they have won the year that David Tyree pinned the ball on his helmet?
Yeah, but there was a lot of points scored. Wasn't there a lot of points scored in that?
That was a low-scoring game.
Was that the 17-10 game?
It was. It was the first Giants Super Bowl, but it was not that high scoring. I think it was under 40 points.
Oh, yeah, under 40 points. Okay, 40. Yeah, the other one, the Giants defense did a great job. That was the year that they were undefeated, and the Giants scored with about a minute to go, a touchdown pass to Plexiglas Burress. But nonetheless, I mean, it's just, hey, listen, they won. They had Tom Brady.
Sorry, it was 17-14. So
okay,
and 31 points.
They had to, and then they won the one after the Eagles when the Rams scored 3 points.
That's a good coaching job by Belichick.
It is. With the 13 points that they scored, was that a good coaching job?
No, but they held the best offense in the league to three.
Please, give me a break. And they were scared to death. The Rams were scared to death to play in
the best coach ever.
Yeah. He is not the GOAT. He's not a good coach anymore. He was a very good coach, not the greatest coach of all time, not even close. It's just, and all these Super Bowls, the 49ers never lost a Super Bowl. All right? So just to make that clear. All right. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata, broadcasting live from the sportsbook, BetMGM. Going to be busy. Going to be busy here today, tomorrow. It's going to be busy here for the next few weeks, for sure. Absolutely going to be busy. All right. Time now is 8:43. Here's what's happening at Borgata. I've just told you about one of the things, the sports book. Had dinner, another one of the restaurants last night. Sensational. American Bar and Grill. Very, very, very good meal. I mean, you'll never have a bad meal at any one of the restaurants here. The poker room, they got a poker tournament going on right now. I'm telling you, they have things going on all the time. Poker tournament, and that's outside of that. It's at another location, and the poker room is still packed. Open 7 days a week. I mentioned the restaurants. They're award-winning. The bars, a lot of good, great bars. Live music, big-name entertainment. The casino, spacious, with your favorite slots and table games. They've got a spa that is as good as any that you'll find. It's the best hotel casino easily on the East Coast. So start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Here's the website, theborgata.com, for more details. And I have a suspicious mind when it comes to Bill Belichick. And I was just going over it again. So four Super Bowls, we now have determined that four Super Bowls he shouldn't have won. All right? Four out of the six. So now he's down to two. Hey, boy, I tell you, what a stiff he is as a head coach. And he had Tom Brady with all that. I mean, come on. If you want to keep it real for real for real, Belichick is not even close to the greatest coach of all time. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. And we only know he cheated for one Super Bowl. Who's to say he didn't cheat for two of those Super Bowls? It's a joke. Maybe he didn't win any on his own. It could be that. And these moron people. Oh, Eagles should get Bill Belichick. Belichick is not a great head coach. He's a good head coach. He's not even at the top of most teams' lists. Trust me on that. Trust me. All right, let's go back to the phones. All right, loser number two of the morning, and that would be Lamont.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Eskin.
Yeah, okay.
And Jim, thank you, Jim. I just want to say thank you to Jim. You hung up on me too fast last week.
Because you're an idiot.
Listen, no. You knew I was relevant to the show, that you don't want to give me credit, and
relevant to any show.
No, Mr. Eskin. I told you the Eagles had problems, but you do not want to believe
me. Well, we know that. What's that, rocket science? Does that make you a genius?
No. You think this guy is all this and all that, and your boss, Mr. Lurie, don't like you talking about Belichick because he's going to get him.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet you my entire bank account against $10 of yours.
Hey,
how's that?
Lurie is going to get that man and bringing him here. Sirianni's out. If he loses this game Monday, he's out of there. He lost control of the team.
Okay.
He's done.
Right.
They're not listening to him. Grown men.
Okay.
Come on, Eskin, you know what's going on in that locker room.
No, I don't. You do. I can tell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. Like, you don't know. You got all these guys there. I listened to something.
Well, I know. I mean, you got it all. You've got it all figured out.
I listened to something early this morning, Howard, and I really, really do believe this. He lost the team, Howard.
How do you know that?
How? You can look at the play, Howard.
Well, okay. Well, wait a minute. All right. Give me the players that are good that he lost.
He lost the whole thing, the whole defense and offense.
And tell me who on defense you really love as a player.
He had number 11 Brown trotting out there. Oh, I'm sorry, fellas, for this and that, for dropping the ball. Come on, Howard, you know what
the game is. He didn't say he was
Howard.
Sorry for dropping the ball.
Yeah, come on, Howard.
He didn't drop the ball.
No, him and Jalen.
It was intercepted. Jalen threw in the double coverage. He didn't see
the
safety.
All you got to do is look at the sideline, people.
This is the reason I hang up on you because you're an idiot, all right? It's just I can't take it. You know it all, but you don't know anything. Oh, my gosh. I just deal with morons like that. Bill, they don't pay me enough here to deal with people like that. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, whatever I get, I should get five times what I get talking to people like that.
Well, to me, this is a very fascinating wild card weekend.
Yeah, well, that's what wild card weekends are. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but this one more so because part of all the coaching situations that are changing, you know, I know there's a lot of coaching changes at the end of each year, but I don't remember this many high profile coaches
like
changing.
Who?
Well, you got Belichick, you got Carroll.
Belichick probably stayed there 4 years too long.
Yeah, but he's a high profile coach as well.
Yeah, okay, but that doesn't mean he's a good coach. I think he's overrated.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm not going to debate you on that one.
Okay.
But there's him. There's Pete Carroll. Although that one surprised me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little surprised, but they didn't play well at the end. You know, they probably should have made the playoffs, but I think they won their last game too. But whatever.
Mike Vrabel, I didn't see that coming.
You know what? I think Vrabel wanted out too. I think they just wanted. There's an expiration date on coaches. Mike Vrabel is one of the coaches that's probably the top four on the list of people easily on the top four. He's ahead of Belichick for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think he is. And
he did not coach under Belichick. Everybody said, "Oh, it's out of Belichick." He played for the Patriots. He didn't coach for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess that's one of the things that came up.
But where the players have to be accountable. I mean, it's just the Eagles know what they have to do, and it's just that would be an overreaction to get rid of Nick Sirianni 1 year after he gets to the Super Bowl.
Because
the players just aren't playing well enough. Now, there'll be some changes in the coaching staff for sure. Every team does that when they don't achieve what you thought they should have achieved. But when you look at the team, are you really surprised? Their defense regardless of the reason, they're just not playing well at all. And I don't blame the coaches. I mean, look at the personnel. You know, the linebackers aren't good enough. It's too bad, but actually you lost three because you lost N'Kobe Dean. Whether he was going to be good enough or not, we don't know that. The corners aren't as good. The safeties, you lost two safety. They lost a lot of people, and that happens. I mean, what are you going to do? All right, do you have a bad weather game that you're really have fun watching?
Yeah, I have one that's probably not going to win, but remember when the Eagles played Minnesota and the snow was so bad they had to put off the game till the next day?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they didn't play in that game. That's kind of they moved it off to Tuesday, and the former mayor and governor of Pennsylvania so overreacted, Ed Rendell. We were a bunch of wussies. I mean, come on, Ed. But that's actually, hey, Bill, that's actually not a good one. You know, down a different path. That's actually good. 215-592-9494. And to the best opinion or answer that Dan Wilson back at the studio determines, who is ill-advised with Belichick, and clueless when it comes to what a good head coach is. But this, you can win a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place to watch all the playoff games. Watch the Eagles game on Monday night. Great atmosphere, great food. You'll love it, with locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll come back. We'll get back. There's some interesting, I see some interesting callers. And, you know, and again, I don't know why people go after the coaches before they go after the players. I'm not telling you. I'm not suggesting just bury all the players. And then they know who they are. I mean, they're doing the best they can, but the best they can, it may not be good enough. So that's just who they are. I'm Howard Eskin. The time here at the Borgata is, and on the East Coast, is 8:57. Hey, one of the best things about Tasty Cake Snacks, you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. In the morning, great way to start your day. Dipping sticks with a cup of coffee is a quick, tasty way to kickstart the day. Yep. And who doesn't love candy cakes after dinner? I don't know that I could wait till after dinner. You could have it after lunch, too. You could have candy cakes after lunch, after dinner, any time of the day. And for work or school, it just makes sense. What kid wouldn't be a happy, happy kid after having pecan swirls as a lunchtime picnic? You could put anything in the kid's lunchbox, and he would be happy, even in the car. Philly traffic isn't so bad when you have crimpets for the road. Tasty cake. Delicious anytime, anywhere. Grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today.
The bailoff's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think you're so lonely. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Elvis. Of his birthday. You never go wrong with a little Elvis. Never. All right. Hour number two. Eagles drama. Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40. Take a look at the weekend football. which is pro football, wild card games. Yeah, and we'll have him on the week of the Super Bowl and talk about a lot of prop bets. It's just these games aren't easy because there's so many teams that are just kind of with other teams, unlike the NBA. The NBA, I've never seen a season where teams decide like they just aren't going to show up. The NBA might be one of the worst products in professional sports in years. Two nights ago, team gets beat by 62 points. 60, think about that. The Celtics, who are the best team in football. The Celtics, best team in basketball. Best team. And they get, 23 or 25 straight points scored on them, and they lost by 40. And the coach did the right thing. He pulled them all out at halftime. Unlike the Sixers, who didn't pull out Joel Embiid Friday a week ago, when he obviously got hurt in the first quarter, but he didn't get to his 30 to keep a streak going. So they didn't pull him out of the game. Still in the game, down 27 with 9 minutes to go. I still can't get over that. And none of the reporters, and I'm too busy right now with the football, and when football's over, I'll get there. But nobody's asked him the question. Like, what was he still, because now he's missed three, he missed last night too, missed three games. With the knee injury, but they'll mention it on their podcast, but never ask the coach. Come on, man up or woman up or whatever the hell you want to do. I mean, it's just it's a joke. But the NBA, forget it. I'm this is not about the Sixers. It's about the NBA. I've never seen as many teams score over 130 or over 140, and in some cases, you're 150 blowouts. Not 10-point blowouts, 20 and 30-point blowouts every night. It is terrible. It is such a horrible product. I don't know how people can watch that game. I really don't. I really don't. It's just, you watch 48 minutes of that. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP. But the Eagles are the topic today for obvious reasons. Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, you need to give those numbers a little more, Howard.
I didn't even give it the last segment, but everybody knows him. If you don't know him by now, you really have problems. It's in your speed dial. It's already in your phone.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Hey, I can't believe all these people calling in complaining about Nick. They complain about, Jalen, everything, but the real problem with the Eagles. You watch the games, what do you see? I see turnovers.
Well, we didn't even mention that. There have been. Yeah, the quarterback, I think the quarterback's had more turnovers this year. Well, I know he's had, I don't think, more turnovers than he's ever had. Did he lead the league in turnovers for quarterbacks?
Probably, yeah.
Accounting his fumbles and, yeah.
Even against the Giants. The Giants went up, I believe, 3-0. The Eagles were moving down. He throws the ball to, A.J. Brown. He gets hit and fumbles. They would have been in the red zone. After that.
He was hurt. So
I know he was hurt.
No, I'm not gonna put that on A.J. Brown. Yeah, and that's a bad example. I think that's a bad example because obviously he had pain in his knee. And,
exactly.
He didn't practice yesterday. I don't know that he's going to play on Monday night. I'm telling you, I think there might be less than a 50-50 chance that he plays.
Yeah, I would doubt it, too, to tell you the truth.
I don't know.
We can hope.
Yeah.
Not that
I still think they can win. I still think they can win without him this game, not future games.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so I was trying to make the point with all the turnovers. Every week, it's like four.
Well, turnovers are a part of it. That was a bad example because he got hurt, and I'm sure the reason he lost the ball is because he felt pain in his knee.
Right.
So.
Well, they had three more after that.
The turnovers are bad. Clearly.
Okay. All right. When you asked this question, the first thing came to my mind.
Yeah, the worst or the best game in bad weather. You know, it's actually the bad weather creates
First thing I thought of was the Fog Bowl. That destroyed the game.
Yeah, you know what? That's bad weather. That's interesting. Yeah, that really is. You're right. That is bad weather.
Why don't they, when something like that happens, just delay the game? You know, they can call the weather station. They can say this will clear up.
Well, maybe it wasn't going to clear up.
It did clear up. By the end of the game, it was getting clear.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's all about television. It's like when you play games in bad weather, it's like, is it humane to play a game when it's minus 9 degrees with wind chill probably 15 or 20? No.
Mm-mm.
So, all right. Hey.
All right, so it was the Fog Bowl.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Ken. You're on WIP in Cinnaminson.
Good morning, King. How are you today?
Just wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I've been listening to you since WWDB days, so it's always good to have a chance to talk to you. So.
Yep. Thanks. Thank you.
I first of all, a couple things. But leave it to a Cowboys fan to lecture us about what total failure looks like. So I appreciate him coming on with that insight, since nobody would know better than a Cowboys fan.
Right, you're right.
The Tuck Rule game was not the snowplow game in New England. The snowplow game in New England was like in 1980, and Ron Meyer was the head coach.
Wait a minute. Now, the Tuck Rule, they should have lost the football, way the rule reads now. But did they win a Super Bowl that year?
They did.
That's another one off Belichick's list. He cheated in at least one. Coaches gave him the game in the Atlanta game and the Seattle game, so that's two more. The Tuck Rule, that's four out of the six. So he really didn't win four of the six Super Bowls. Break it down.
And the guy's like 72 years old, and we're talking.
I don't care about his age. I don't care. Like Pete Carroll's 72 as well. I think Pete Carroll has got that energy that can relate to young players. I think if you can relate to young players, it doesn't matter what your age is. But I don't think Belichick relates. And you know, he's proven without Tom Brady, he's just not as good a coach.
Right. Yeah. There's two bodies of work for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but clearly.
It cracks me up when and you said something earlier this week on another show about somebody being so totally WIP, the way you phrased it. And it was so perfect, because some of the on-air personalities and then so many of the callers who complain about the coaching, and they have no idea what they're looking at. If I hear one more person complain about the lack of motion because they heard somebody say they don't know what the motion does, they don't know what purpose it serves, but they heard somebody who they think knows what he's talking about cite some meaningless statistic a few weeks ago that the Eagles are last in the league in motion. They were last in the league in motion last year, too, and nobody was calling WIP complaining about the lack of motion. They have no idea what they're looking at. You know, I Jalen Hurts is a terrific player. There's no doubt about it. He's a terrific player, but
he's not as good this year, though. Do you agree? But he's not
he's
as good
not
this
as
year.
Good. And right, and the blind defense of the guy, where people have consistently, when he throws three interceptions in a game, you'll have people call the radio station Monday morning and complain that it was Brian Johnson's play calling that led to those three interceptions. Like nobody seems to understand it.
Ken, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you an example, okay? Can I give you an example of how people
Absolutely.
Just overreact? I hear people on the air, whether it's the hosts or the callers. Well, if Jalen doesn't pick up the blitz, it's because he's not coached well enough during the week to do that. Okay. So then I check. All right, I know I made a mistake. I do something that doesn't happen very often. I'm just saying, not by writers, but whatever. And they went over that. And then when they have their meetings, and they have a meeting, actually Sirianni meets with Jalen probably 12 times a week. He talks to him just personally. And then they have a meeting on Friday. And it's with the offensive coaches, the coordinator. They go over what Jalen likes, what they think will work, and what they think are going to happen. And they go over, you know, they go over the tape. All right, this is what you look for. This is what you do. they go over all that, but people say, oh, yeah, they didn't coach him for that. What do you mean they didn't coach him for that? What do you think, they're idiots? I don't even understand how people can think that the coaches are that clueless. It drives me crazy. It really does.
I just think it's such a mistake. Like, you know, the earlier caller said the Super Bowl window doesn't stay open very long. The Super Bowl window was open in New England for like 20 years because they had the right quarterback and they had the right head coach for that team. And they, you know, if the standard now is you don't make it to the Super Bowl, you get fired as a head coach, we're going to have a new head coach every year. Like, it's as simple as that. This is nonsense. There definitely needs to be some changes on the coaching staff, and I'm sure there will be.
There will be.
But ultimately, yeah. this and Eagles fans need to get used to this. They're going to have to crush the draft year in and year out. When you pay your quarterback $250 million, yeah. And you're also paying wide receivers, and you're prioritizing defensive linemen and offensive linemen, so you're paying them a lot of money, you can't pay everybody in the salary cap league. And so they're going to have to crush the draft for the next.
They're going to have to do well in it. They're going to have to do well in a draft, and it's amazing. And the Cowboys fans, those morons. It's just they talk about the Cowboys. When's the last time that they got to the Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl? Oh my God! How many playoff games have they won in the last 10 years? It's a joke.
Most of them that call this radio station still had pacifiers in their mouth the last time that the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. They're not even old enough to really have a conscious memory of a Cowboys Super Bowl.
Well, how about the players on the team? The players on the team, most of them aren't old enough to have seen or remember the last Super Bowl.
None of them are, I would say.
Yeah, well, there's probably a few. Yeah, but they were kids. They were
little kids.
It's a joke. Hey, Ken, do you have a bad weather game I was actually
at this game, game 3, 2008 World Series, didn't even start until like 10 o'clock at night because of the rain delay, and then it ended in the bottom of the ninth around 2 o'clock in the morning with Eric Bruntlett scoring on the little dribbler that Chooch hit right up the third baseline.
And then they played a three-inning game. 1 year. They played the three-inning game. Hey, have a great weekend. Take care. All right, take care. Yeah, Ron, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Never had a bad day in my life. Never.
Yeah. Hey, Howard, let me get my game bad weather thing out of the way real quick.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to go with the Phillies, and that was the game that they got done. Like
somebody just mentioned that.
No. This one goes back further. It was, they got done about 4 or 5 in the morning.
That was
like a 108-inning game or something.
Yeah, it was 4:40 actually, and the Phillies did fireworks. I actually was at that game. I can't believe I stayed.
I think Mitch
they had fireworks after game. Neighbors went crazy hearing the fireworks at 4:40 in the morning.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
So, all right. So listen. I just want to. I don't want to butt heads with you today. I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, I don't want to get a headache either. All right,
right. So here's what I propose.
Okay,
I want to propose that we just put our money where our mouth is. Just put a wager on the table, okay? And I'm gonna put up some money for one of your places that you like to donate.
Okay, Eagles Autism's a good one.
Okay, and here, then if I win, you got to come in, let me go down to Borgata with you and do a show.
No, I can't let you do that. That's not my call.
Okay.
It's not my call.
What are you
going to
give me then?
I'm going to give you a thank you. I'll donate.
Do you want me to cash up for a thank you?
Wait a minute. Yeah, but I'll do the cash too. For the charity. So the charity benefits both ways. I mean, I could let you sit here for the show.
Well, I'll do that. I'll come and sit on the sideline and watch.
Okay, so what's the bet?
And watch greatness.
What's the bet?
Okay, here's the bet. These coaches are going to be, I'm going to say by the end of, I want to say this year, okay? But they're all out of here, okay? By sometime next year.
Hold it. Time out.
Every coach, they're gone.
Okay, so every coach after this year. We can't say next year. Why don't you just say 4 years? Why don't you just say five years?
No. Well, okay. Oh, you know what? I'll take. All right. Then here, let me adjust it. I'm taking.
You say okay. Patricia, here's the bet. I will bet you that every coach is not out after this year.
All the coaches except Patricia, I'll exclude Patricia, are out of here.
You're including Nick Sirianni.
All of them.
Okay.
Gone.
I would bet you on that. Okay. And how much? You make it easy on yourself. The donation to the Eagles Autism. What's your bet?
I'll go 200.
Okay. All right. You're on.
I'll go 200. Hey. So look.
All right. I'm not looking anymore. I got to take care of business here. We made the bet. All the coaches, and he picks Patricia. Wow. And where that came out of nowhere. I like Matt Patricia. I don't know. And I don't know how good he is with the players they have on defense. And I'm not going to say they don't play hard. I'm just going to say they don't have as many talented players as they had last year. I think that's clear. All right. So I see Captain Cowboys on the line. What does he have to say? Yeah, he's going to give me. He's going to go back. He's going to go back to the way, 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 way back machine for a Cowboy Super Bowl. The way back machine. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Sportsbook at Borgata BetMGM. Great play. Always great to come to the Borgata. Always absolutely sensational. Eagles football Monday night. You know, I don't know if I... Well, there's a problem on Monday night. If they win, then they probably go to San Francisco. That's not fair for whoever wins that game. But I think the Eagles are going to win, and we'll see what Mark Lawrence thinks. Whatever. It's a tough game, but I think they can win the game. But we'll talk more about that. I'm Howard Eskin. Time now is 9:20, Borgata, Borgata, Borgata. That's the name you have to remember. It is the best, and you can capitalize every one of those four letters, B-E-S-T, the best casino hotel in Atlantic City. But I'll extend that to the East Coast. Clearly. Really, really, really great. So many good things. You're a poker player. Poker room's always filled, and they have a poker tournament going on right now. So you've got that. Open 7 days a week, the poker room. The restaurant's sensational. Had dinner at American Bar and Grill. Sensational meal. But I have never had a bad meal or anything but a good meal at any one of their restaurants, whether it's Angeline, whether it's B Prime, whether it's Old Homestead, whatever it is. All sensational. The bars, the live music, terrific. Spacious casino filled with your favorite slot and table games. And then don't exclude the spa. One of the best that you will ever be in. Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa has everything so you can plan your getaway today. Check it all out, theborgata.com, for more details.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go get gone. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Little Elvis celebrating his birthday this week. Hey, there was something I didn't mention, and I don't know why he did it. I have an idea. A.J. Brown deleted his Twitter account. And I understand what, and people still call it Twitter, whether it's X or not, it's still called Twitter. And deleted his Twitter account because he pays too much attention to people's comments. You know, a guy's got to get away from that. I know when I post something and I know people may have an issue with, you can't read, if you read the comments, you can't let them get to you. Because a lot of those people are twittiots. They really are twittiots. Zeros trying to become ones. Nobody's trying to become somebody's. And now he deleted his Eagles pictures on Instagram. I don't understand that. That I can't give you what I think's going on. But I just think he deleted his Twitter account because he just doesn't want the comments from people. He doesn't want to read them. He doesn't want to. He's tired of people ripping him. And I hope he plays on Monday, but I don't know. I don't know that he's going to play. I would say if I had to balance it, I would say it might be less than 50% with that knee injury. So I still think they can win without him, but it's obviously better if you have him. All right, let's go to the phones. I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. Captain Dope Cowboy, what do you want?
King of the buffoons and idiots.
Idiots, I know. Yeah, okay.
First thing I'd like to address is to you and the other idiot caller talking about the Super Bowl. Okay. Cowboys won their last Super Bowl in 1995, 28 years ago. Correct. Okay. All that's right. And then at that time, the Cowboys had 5 Super Bowls, the Eagles had 0.
Well, we're not talking about that. No. I'm not going to let you just ramble on. It's 28 years ago. How many playoff games have they won since?
And in that 28 subsequent years, your team won one.
I didn't ask you about the Eagles. I didn't ask you about the Eagles. How many playoff games have the Cowboys won? You don't answer the question, and I'm moving on.
About 12.
12. 12 in 28 years? How many in the last 10 years?
How many Super Bowls in 60 for your team? In 60, how many?
It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
Who won a Super Bowl? Who's the most? Who won a Super Bowl more recently? Who won a Super Bowl more recently?
Who won a Super Bowl more recently? Okay, let me ask you a question.
You didn't answer my question.
The Eagles won.
Okay, thanks.
The Eagles $1 bill that was made in 2017, is it more than the Cowboys $5 bill that was made in 1995?
I don't even understand the question.
Well, I just told it. I just explained it to you. It doesn't matter when you won, you won. Cowboys got 5. You're still in the back. Now, let's adjust.
You're living so far in the past. Most of the players on that team have never seen that Super Bowl.
Fans brought it up. Cowboys fans didn't bring up Super Bowls. You Eagle fans brought it up. We didn't talk about it.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have 45 seconds to just say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Great.
It's yours. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is what I'd like to say. First, I talked to some Washington friends of mine and some New York friends of mine. And as a division fan base, we beg Jeff Lurie, do not get rid of this coaching staff at all. It's perfect for this franchise. That buffoon head coach, please keep him. The rest of the staff, retain all of them. As division opponents, we love this coaching staff. Keep all of them. Thank you very much.
Hey, I lied. I lied. I can't go 45 seconds. Beat it. I lied. Just like the Cowboys do to everybody, telling you they're a championship team every year. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait 45 seconds. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, let's just correct some inaccuracies of Captain Dopey, who was just on. The Cowboys have lost 12 playoff games since they last won the Super Bowl, and they've won 5. They're 5-12.
Wow! How about that? So he doesn't even know what the hell he's talking about.
No, he doesn't.
No wonder I couldn't give him 45 seconds.
Yeah. In fact, they went on a nice six-game losing streak. Shortly after they won their last Super Bowl, from 98 to 07, they lost 6 straight playoff games.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, on to the next thing. Real quick, you mentioned basketball and how poor it is. I mean, and polar opposite, Howard, people should go to a Flyers game. The NHL product, because of the lack of timeouts and the continuous action, it's one of the best right there with football.
Yeah, action-wise, I know it's really good.
It's a really good product.
When they win... And they're competitive now. I'm telling you, they're going to win a championship before the Sixers. Yeah. Now, it's not going to be anytime soon because the Sixers aren't winning a championship. But because they started at the bottom and they're already starting to increase the level of the quality of their play. And I give Danny Briere, I give Keith Jones, and John Tortorella. You know, he can wear you out. He will wear you out. But... right now, he's doing a good job with the Flyers, for sure.
Yeah, And the NHL is great too because there's a lot of parity and like so games are very competitive no matter who's playing and you know it's just a solid product especially live to watch. So well, as far as Bill Belichick, just I don't want to waste time on him, but he is such an overrated coach.
No question. You
know, Don Shula, Tom Landry, Andy Reid, all better coaches.
Andy
Reid
is a better coach than Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
clearly.
If Andy Reid had Tom Brady, Andy Reid would have more Super Bowl rings than Belichick has now.
Well, I just went over. You know, four of those Super Bowls weren't him. Take away two coaches screwed up for sure. He cheated for at least one of them, and the tuck rule, which now it would have been a fumble, he would have lost that game.
Yeah.
And they won a Super Bowl that year. Yeah, take those away from him. So four out of the six, gone.
Howard, even the first one against the Rams, they should not have won that game. The Rams.
Well, I don't know about that. Brady did a great.
It's a great win. It's a great win, and they were the underdog. But
But Brady came in. I remember John Madden, and I heard the broadcast. I was in the concourse, ready to get out of there, right at the end of the game, and I remember John Madden said, well, they should just run out the clock and go to overtime. No, and he, what was it, minute and 12 seconds, took him down the field to get a field goal. So I don't take that away from him. That was a good win. But that was Brady. That wasn't Belichick.
Yeah, yeah. And Howard, he has coached 9 seasons without Tom Brady, including the Cleveland years. 9, not just 1. Okay, he has a winning record in only 2 of those 9 seasons.
I know.
How great of a coach can he be?
I know.
I wouldn't even mention Vince Lombardi in the same sentence. It doesn't even make sense. So
oh my gosh, not, please. It just he might not be in the top 5.
No, he might not. He might not. So
when
I mean,
really break it when like you mentioned Shula, Landry, Andy Reid's better, Vince Lombardi's better, but it was a different game then, but that's 4. So maybe he's 5th.
Yeah, Shula had...
Well, Bill Walsh, you know what? I don't know that Bill Walsh isn't better. So maybe he isn't fit.
I agree. And then last thing on the Eagles, Howard, this is one thing I don't understand. Shane Steichen left, okay, and everyone talks about how, you know, it's such a big loss. Did he take the playbook with him? They don't have access to the plays we ran last year? I don't understand.
Yeah, they just, I mean, the offensive line's good, but I think we should admit, and I don't want to take anything, they have 2 Hall of Famers on that offensive line. And I'm saying that, and people say that just to say it, but that's Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson are absolutely Hall of Famers. But they're just not as good an offensive line this year. Good, but not as good as they were last year.
Yep. Yeah, but that's just one thing I don't get because people are talking about the play designs are bad. But I mean, but we still have access to all the plays from last year, don't we?
But their defense when you play from behind, that's not a good situation either.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they came from behind in Buffalo, but that wasn't easy. But Buffalo wasn't as good a team as they are right now. But that was a big win for them the way they played and came back. Hey, so what's your best bad weather game?
Okay, and right before that, Howard, if you could answer this question after you hang up with me, is it possible that it might be better in the long run for the Eagles to lose this game in terms of the wake-up call it would be to management and et cetera? Just think about that. No?
Well, no, and I'll tell you right now, no, because they know what they need. They know what they need. This game is not – they want to win the game, and I think they will, and Mark Lawrence will be coming up in a few minutes. I think they will, however – it's not – they know what they need. They don't need to lose this game. All right, so what's your best bad weather game?
I don't see how this can't be a contender here. 20-year anniversary, Thanksgiving 93. The Cowboys have a game in the bag, and Leon Lett decides to jump on a football, and the Dolphins win. It's hilarious.
Yeah, they won that game. Did that cause them to lose?
Yes. The Dolphins kicked the field goal a second time with 12 seconds left. The first field goal was blocked, and Leon Lett, for some unknown reason, decided to try to recover the ball when all they had to do was stay away from it. And the Dolphins got a do-over and kicked the winning field goal, and the Cowboys lost.
How about that? Yeah, that's a good one.
Typical.
All right, True.
Typical.
Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. All right. Let me take another call. Let's go to Joe from South Philly. Yo, Joe.
Good morning, King.
What's happening?
King, I was watching the Giants game, and I'm thinking about something. you said weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
Yes. How difficult it is to get back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not just my statement. That's
yeah, I know. But you know, and the second thing is it's very difficult to be the team twice in the same season. Very difficult to do. Now,
we know that. We know that, but that's not here nor there. They're not playing. They weren't playing well. So it should have been close. I believe they could have lost to the Giants playing their second time in 3 weeks, but they didn't play well. So that I'm not going to use that as an excuse. It should have been a close game. All right. So,
King,
what else you got?
Do you think that the Eagles peaked too soon?
No, they know what the season is. No, the answer is no.
And could it be possible that the way the team is constructed right now, this is as good as they are going to be?
Well, I think they can win on Monday, but then it gets a little tougher. All right, what's your bad weather game or your best bad weather game?
Yeah. It was a game played in Denver. That field was completely covered with snow. Couldn't even see the down markers.
Yeah, that happens when it snows. All right, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. All right, we'll have Mark Lawrence. I think we might be able to take some more calls after Mark Lawrence, but we'll try to do that and hear what he and who he likes this weekend. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Sportsbook at the Borgata, BetMGM. The time now is 9:39, and Tasty Cake, I know you've already been up, but you're hungry. Maybe you're still hungry. Tasty Cake is a great way to go. Tasty Cake snacks, anywhere, anytime. Dipping sticks are great with coffee. If you're a dipper with coffee, the dipping sticks are good without the coffee, and they're good with the coffee. Pecan swirls. I mean, you can go right down the line. Delicious way to kickstart your morning. And then the powdered mini donuts. You give it to the little guys and little gals to take to school. Tasty treat. Perfect lunchtime pick-me-up. It's just a good snack. It's just a hell of a good snack. Wherever you're headed in Philly, guaranteed candy cakes will make you feel good. Crimpets, I like the butterscotch, make you feel good. Well, the jelly crimpets are pretty good too, but I like the butterscotch better. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. '94 WIP. Joining us now on the show to take a look at the weekend football and NFL wild card games is Mark Lawrence. Good morning, and how are you, Mark?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise. What can I tell you?
Nice. You have to be paradise in the workout, right?
Paradise is what you make it.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. all right. So usually it's never easy to pick the games. Can identify... You know, there's always an upset winner. But first I'll ask you who you do like this weekend, and then we'll go, and you might be able to pick an upset winner. Go ahead.
Well, the guy that I like this week is not an underdog. I like the Detroit Lions at home hosting the Rams this weekend. Mm-hmm. Huge football game, obviously, for Detroit, the fans in the city. Everything else. Big game for Jared Goff coming in here after having been kicked out of Los Angeles and shipped to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. He's resurrected his career, played really, really well. And I'm also baiting the LA Rams, who are now in their third leg of three in a row on the road in the playoffs. And that's never been a good situation for teams to have to do that, especially in the first round. It's just, you know, it's difficult getting ready for the playoffs. But having to do it with three straight particular road games in a row, I'd look for Detroit to come up with a big effort here today.
All right. You know, when you look at the games, all right, that's I didn't realize that. Do the Packers have a decent chance of beating the Cowboys?
I think they have a better than decent chance of beating the Cowboys here. If you put tape over the names of these two teams and you look at the way that Green Bay has closed out the football season here, they're playing their best football of the year. You got a quarterback in Jordan Love that's really come into his own this football season. I love the fact that in his last eight games, he's got an 18-1 touchdown to interception ratio cooking here right now. The Packers have really done well in the playoffs of late. Dallas has struggled here of late. I think the pressure is squarely on the Dallas Cowboys here. I think Detroit comes in footloose and fancy free and takes this game right down to
all
the
right.
wire.
So you think the Packers really, so you would take the points with the Packers,
yes,
the
absolutely.
7 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, but I don't know if Buffalo is going to move that game. Does it make any difference? They're 9.5 right now. Does it make any difference if they move that game out of Buffalo to, let's say, possibly Cleveland? I don't know where they would move it, but
well, Cleveland's in the running right now, but they're going to have to do this pretty soon here, Howard. You know,
yeah,
we're talking.
I know.
You know, this game's scheduled to play tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
If it were to happen, there's a lot of logistics that have to happen. I don't know how they're going to get the fans over there, get them situated, seated, and everything, so forth. I'm going to guess they're going to stay in Buffalo and weather the storm. It's both teams that are, you know, acclimated to the weather, so I don't think that's going to, you know, differentiate a whole lot of anything. But in Pittsburgh, you got a team here that simply doesn't belong. That's all I can say. Is you look at their body of work this season here. They've been pushed all around the field. Especially in games against other fellow playoff teams. They've been outyarded in 7 of their 8 games they played so far that way this year. Now they're having to do without J.J. Watt. I'm sorry, T.J. Watt, who's just
right.
They're 1-10 without him, 69-33 with him. That's a huge, huge difference to the defense here. And you got in Buffalo, the team is playing the best football in the National Football League against other fellow playoff teams this year. They went up against 6 of them, they beat them 5-1 straight up against the spread and in the yardage here. There's no way I won the Pittsburgh Steelers here today. They're a dog with fleas, Howard.
All right, so if anything, you would lay the points. You know, I look at the total, and that's probably because of the weather. If they would move the game, you got to take the over immediately, don't you, at 33.5? Or otherwise,
well,
you just stay away from it.
If they move the game to better climate, is what you're saying? Because
yes, yeah.
I don't know if Cleveland's going to be much better climate, really. Their weather in Cleveland and Buffalo are almost mirror one another almost continuously all
without
the time.
Without the snow.
Without the snow, exactly yeah. Right. But it'll still be crisp, cold, and everything else. And that total will be adjusted, just as you mentioned, that the
yeah.
Vegas odds makers will. You know, they'll move that thing up 3 points just on that alone. So
right.
Well, it makes it a little bit tricky.
With that being the case, can Miami play in -9-degree weather?
Well, you know, I've seen some ugly things around how poorly they fared in games that are below 32 degrees
yeah.
and the likes of all
yeah.
that. I don't think Miami can play against any quality football team here right now, especially. Mike McDaniel's really struggled against winning teams, and no exception this year. 1-5 straight up and against the spread against fellow playoff teams this year. And the way that they gave that game away last week, my goodness, you know, they could have been home down here in Miami this week and next week. But instead, they're in Kansas City sub-freezing this week, possibly Buffalo next week. It's just it's a mess they made themselves. They made the mess, and they have to make up their own bed here. I think Kansas City is going to win this game rather comfortably.
All right, so now and that leads into they play Buffalo again, and I don't know that they're going to win in Kansas City. Do revenge – and this goes to looking at the Eagles games. Does revenge in the playoffs make any difference the way – it does during the regular season?
No, it doesn't. It really rather waters down because the stage is set. The focus is it's there for both of the football teams.
Got it.
The only time it does is anywhere at all is in this first round. If it's same season revenge, as you mentioned here, but it doesn't move the needle, believe me. It's just I would throw that aspect of it all out the window.
Okay. So, all right, the Eagles laying 3 points. Who do you like?
This is the tough one, Howard. There's
I know.
There's pros and cons of both sides of this game, as there almost always is. We know the obvious, you know, how Philadelphia's bottomed out here completely. They flatlined, in fact. Tampa Bay's feeling giddy about being here, and maybe they perhaps don't deserve to be here. Both teams have allowed more yards than they've gained thus far this football season here. That's not a good thing for either football team. But the thing that gets me to a point spread side to Tampa Bay is the fact that wild card home dogs in the divisional in the wild card round do really, really well. The other side of the coin, you got an embarrassed Philadelphia Eagle football team coming here in this 1-5 record the last six games here. I have Philadelphia winning the game by the skin of their teeth, getting out of Tampa maybe by a point or so, and somehow Tampa Bay cashing this ticket here. I think this is going to come down to who scores last. I think the Eagles, with their experience and their talent, are the team that scores last and wins this game.
Wow, so it's really not a game that you want to bet.
It's tough, Howard. It's really
tough. Okay, all right. And then, all right, we'll take a look at the games next week. And then when we get to Super Bowl prop bets, I know you kind of look at all that stuff. Well, the one good thing about the Eagles is, didn't you tell me that the underdog, if you lost as a favorite the week before?
What it basically is defending Super Bowl losers, like Philadelphia lost in the Super Bowl last year.
Okay,
when they go into the playoffs the next year and they come in off of a loss as a favorite, like the Eagles did, they're 5-0. So that goes back in the history of my database. So that's a pretty strong role they're in, just to resurrect themselves. So they do have that working for them, yes.
All right. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. On the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend. The Eagles will or will not be playing next weekend, but it won't matter. We'll talk to you next weekend.
All right, enjoy the trip, Howard. Thanks.
All right, take care. Mark Lawrence, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. All right, so to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where you can watch all the games, including the Eagles, great food, great atmosphere, either in Horsham, Fort Washington, or Lionville, the best weather game, and we had some interesting answers. What did I do? There they are. Dan Wilson, what do you think?
Yeah, so a number of good answers. Matthew said Eagles-Lions, but that seemed too obvious, the snowball.
Yeah, that's too obvious.
Rick said the Tuck rule, but then incorrectly said that the Patriots did not win the Super Bowl, so we're ruling him out. Ken said Series game 3 in 2008, when game 5 was literally more of a game impacted by weather when they suspended it.
Kind of baseball doesn't – I don't like watching a baseball game in the rain, but I like watching – The interest of a football game and it's cold, see how the players respond to snow is really kind of cool.
So the winner today is going to be Brian and Glenn Olden, who took a unique approach. He said the pickle juice game. He went to the other end of the spectrum.
You know
it was
what?
Too hot.
I don't know. I might have to overrule you.
You don't like that?
No, because...
It was 100 degrees, wasn't it?
Yeah, but is it more fun watching that game? Because we don't get to see him drink the pickle juice. It's about watching the game.
Well, they were showing it on the sideline.
Yeah, but it's just pickled. Hey, listen, I don't overrule you much, and you know that.
No, you don't. Okay, so then who are you ruling with here?
Drew, the 20-year anniversary, and I remember that, and you probably don't. Leon Lett was a dope because it was the block field goal where you don't touch it, and they don't get it. But once he touched it and he loses it, it's a fumble, and then Miami got the kick again and won the game. So it changed the outcome of the game because he was an idiot, and it was snowing. That was the problem. It was all kinds of snow. I remember the game, and I know you don't, but and people do. You go back and look at the video, Leon Lett, fumble in the Super Bowl, and it was a Super Bowl game. Was it a Super Bowl game, or was it a regular season game? Must have been a regular season game. But whatever, it was a big game. So I don't overrule you much. You know that the pickle juice doesn't have any more interest in watching it. It was interesting. They drank pickle juice. Not that they do that. Pickle juice was just a thing. They take electrolytes and all that kind of stuff now. So I'm going to overrule you. Don't be angry that I'm going to take Drew with the 20-year anniversary of the Leon Lett game. All right?
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right? All right. Don't be pissed. All right.
I think I'll get by.
Okay. I hope so. Dan Wilson back in the studio. I rarely overrule. But remembering that changed the outcome of a game. because he was such an, and it was in the snow. If it wasn't in the snow, it wasn't just the dynamic of what he did. It was in the snow, slip sliding around, and it was hard to do. Yeah. So, and there was, I mean, the Tuck rule might have been, but he screwed up. Yeah, he screwed up that they won a Super Bowl. Whatever. All right. Caleb Fleeger. Fleeger. It's just, you know what? You're going to have to phonetically spell it for me every week here at the Borgata. Everybody have a great weekend. Eagles football Monday. I like the Eagles. I do like the Eagles. I mean, I like them only because they're playing Tampa. But they got to do some things better. And I think they will. So we'll see. And then, hopefully it keeps people quiet about firing the head coach. Hey, listen, he can't just overreact because he has one bad season. All right. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Everybody have a great weekend. Like I said, Eagles football Monday. I'll be there with Merrill and Mike. And I won't be in -9 degrees, but hopefully I'm not in the rain. But whatever. It is what it is. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks to the Borgata and thanks to everybody here. WIP, and the time now is 9:57.